My name is John Erling. Today's date is August 5th, 2015. Wanda, would you state your full name, please?
My name's Wanda Clark.
You have a middle name?
Lou, Wanda Lou Clark.
Wanda Lou Clark. Your date of birth?
3/19/34.
That makes your present age?
81.
We're recording this here in the recording facilities for VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Wanda, just at the outset, you were Lucille Ball's personal secretary for how long?
28 years, and I'm still involved. I was one of the founding board members of the Lucy Desi Museum in Jamestown, New York, and I'm still very close to her children, so I think I'm still involved with Lucy.
Yeah. With us here and help us tell the story is a big fan of Lucille Ball.
That's the biggest fan ever.
Yeah. Rita Howell. And we should point out that you're with the University of Tulsa. In what capacity?
Right. I'm the instruction librarian at McFarland Library.
We should also point out you are the daughter-in-law of Dr. Bruce Howell.
That's correct.
Who has appeared here on VoicesOfOklahoma.com, and your husband's name is?
Michael.
How did you meet Wanda?
Well, I met Wanda through Bruce and Kay. Kay had met Wanda at the lake.
Kay would be Bruce's wife.
Bruce's wife. She knew that I was the biggest fan ever of I Love Lucy. So she said, how would you like to meet Lucille Ball's secretary? And I was just ecstatic. I couldn't believe it. So I went to the lake and we met.
They came to my house. I know Kay through the garden club mainly. Yeah. It was a lot of fun having them at the house.
It was so fun. I could have stayed there all day and chatted about Lucy.
You're going to stay here all day and chat now. Right. So Wanda, a little bit about you. Where were you born?
I was born in Vandevort, Arkansas, which is barely over the border near Mena. But we moved to Idabel, Oklahoma when I was 3. Lived there until I was 15, and we moved to Oklahoma City. That's where I went to school.
Your mother's name?
Vernice May Wright.
And she grew up in?
Little towns around Oklahoma. My dad was from Arkansas, but my mother lived in several little towns around Idabel.
And then your father's name?
Marin, M-A-R-I-O-N, Wright.
And he grew up in Oklahoma? Or?
He tried peanut farming in Arkansas, but that wasn't doing well. And when he moved to Idabel, Daddy just took jobs. He worked at the grocery store or the filling station, and he was drafted in World War II. He was older and had 3 babies. Well, I wasn't a baby. I guess I was about 10. But I did have an infant sister, and they still had to draft him because they were drafting everybody in those days. So Daddy spent time in the Navy and came back to Idabel. Then he got a job in Oklahoma City, and that's why we moved and where we stayed until my parents passed away.
So you went to elementary school where?
Idabel.
And then on to junior high school?
In Oklahoma City, Jackson Junior High.
And your high school?
Grant, U.S. Grant in Oklahoma City.
And what year was that you graduated?
54.
1954. You graduate out of high school, then what?
I worked at Travelers Insurance Company for 6 years, handling group hospitalization claims. Then I had the opportunity to go to California.
What was the opportunity?
My sister and brother-in-law were in the Air Force at Vandenberg. And they said, why don't you go home with us? And I said, why not?
And that was the beginning of a long journey.
Very. I stayed there almost 50 years, and loving every minute of it. But I knew I couldn't live there on retirement income. So I always knew I'd move back to Oklahoma.
You are an Oklahoman, no matter how many years you lived in California.
Right.
And that's why you're back here, and you're living at Grand Lake.
Right.
How long have you been back?
I moved back full-time in 2004, but I bought my little house, I guess, about 20 years ago, knowing I would come back. And it was on the lake. My sister saw it from her boat. She knew I wanted to live on the water. So I bought the house, but didn't move full-time until 2004.